of services it would take to get that upgrade to happen with the current servers that we have the system on.
Have we done this before? I'm sure we have, because we've been with Sage for years.
We did it back, I think it was 24, because we did the 23.
And do you, I mean, the upgrade planning approval?
Yes.
Here's what I'm asking. Did you sign it then?
I did not. The commission did, because that was when the accounting system, I guess, was more under the purview of the payroll clerk, because a lot of those services was for payroll. But now we just moved it to the auditor's office due to the statute saying that the accounting service system is to be maintained by the auditor. Auditor's office, so it was just for.
My question is we are. Yeah, who wrote that?
I don't know.
Okay.
And I'm okay either way with the concept of the auditor signing that fact, or if the commission wants to continue.
Well, then who?
Because the commission will sign for.
We'll sign for when we actually upgrade and spend the money.
Correct.
But you're signing saying that the county can be charged. I mean, I'm just reading it. It says, the efforts we expend in analyzing your system, researching compatibility issues, and determining the upgrade fees are services that will be included as a part of the upgrade engagement fee. So you are incurring charges. You'd be incurring charges, which is fine. I just want to make sure we're... Because then how do you then sign it as auditor and sign this, or does that even matter in the future?
It would almost be the concept of...
Am I overthinking it?
I don't necessarily... Yeah, I believe so. The idea would be the concept of upgrading, like, my inventory system or any services thereof for those services. And it's either way. It's fine.
Well, but in the future, you're going to be signing it...
The auditor.
As the auditor's signature on in your role as auditor. I just want to make sure we're not causing an issue. That's my only question.
Right.
Yeah, it's either way. I mean,
I don't care.
Stated that it's fine for the commission to continue to sign it. I have no issues with that.
We have a sticky note that says authorized auditor to sign it. We don't know where the sticky note came from. Did that come from you?
It was in recommending based on the time frame of when to get it looked at, and then bring that extra document for the commission to look over for actually doing the services and charging the services thereof. But you are accurate if in stating that, if you looked at the writing of that, it does state if it does not get signed, there are still going to be charges incurred for their services to even look it up and have us even be notified that there is a upgrade available. So you are accurate.
So I think moving forward, then give me the
and then that
authority.
Way in the future you can still is that all right?
Yep.
Okay.
Unless I'm missing something.
I think that's right.
They had an expiration date that was not accurate. First, with the contract that's in front of you, and we had them change that date due to it stating in that terms that we have 45 days to get this paperwork signed, which does give plenty enough time. Once that happened, then that is basically irrelevant with the signature from the auditor's office. So.
Okay. Any questions, but Commissioner Keys?
And it does not have a particular, so give the authorization in the motion.
Yeah, I'm trying to find.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Don't make it complicated, David. Move to approve and authorize Commissioner Plummer to sign the engagement letter for Sage 100 upgrade.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is there anything that you need to be given authorization to deal with indirectly with that?
The document now is going to be given to the auditor's office for oversight on, from BCS for oversight on what is to come.
Okay. So you're still good.
Will be still notified to the auditor, and that will allow this to go to the commission in understanding of what's to come.
I just want to make sure it didn't impede your ability to do whatever you need to do.
No.
By not giving you the
because the system works not just solely on the auditor's office,
right.
But also under payroll, accounts payable, and it's all one system.
What's the term I'm looking for? Whenever you sign, like whenever we make an agreement, whenever we expend funds, the clerk's office signs it. But when you sign it as, what are you signing it as? I know it's auditor, but what's the term?
That there's funds available.
That the funds are available.
Correct.
So again, I'm just making sure there's no conflict there.
Sure.
Anyways.
Okay. Auditor Clark, thank you very much.
Thank you. Sorry.
Nope, that is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for a planning and zoning roundtable with recycling and environmental discussions at 9:30 upstairs. I have 9:21. We'll be in recess at this time.